This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham and for Cynthia Canty. Tonight, Michigan Governor Rick Snyder will deliver his annual State of the State address. Because of term limits, it will be his last. You can hear the speech tonight. You'll hear lots of analysis afterward and on the program tomorrow. But we're not going to talk about that right now. Instead, we're going to hear about a Bridge Magazine article titled, "No Offense, Governor Snyder, but Here's Michigan's Real State of the State." Ron French is the reporter behind that, and he joins me now. Hi there, Ron.
Hi, nice to be here.
Cheeky headline, Mr. French.
We try our best.
It's a serious look at Michigan, of course. You start out by writing, "We have a steadily improving economy, pay less in taxes than most states, and saw employment grow nearly 10% between 2010 and 2015. That's a nice start, but then the wheels come off. What else does Michigan have?
Yeah, what we try to do is try to take the sort of partisan positions away from these sort of things and just actually look at the numbers. And some of the numbers are improving, but a lot of them are not. And even the ones that are improving have a long way to go. We have higher poverty rates than the national average. Our schools lag behind most other states in performance. Those who get into college pay more for college than in other states. We smoke more than other states. We binge drink more than most residents of most other states. That isn't even before we get to talking about the roads.
Yeah, let's go section by section as you dissect this real state in which you find Michigan. First, economic good times, unless you earn a paycheck. What do you mean by that?
Well, the economy has been growing pretty well. In 2016, it grew at 2.2%, which is far above the national average of 1.5%. So that sounds great, right? Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, if you go past 1 year and look over a 10-year period, the national economy is growing at four times the rate of Michigan. And as far as like paychecks, yeah, that if you or I are earning paychecks, I don't care what the state economy is. I care how many digits are on my paycheck. The median household income in Michigan is $52,000. That's $5,000 below the national average. That's about 10% below the national average. We rank 34th in that. And I think for people who are actually trying to pay the bills, that's what matters the most.
Your next section asks, what's wrong with our schools? And I think that would take more than a short discussion to cover, but what did you find is wrong with our schools in a nutshell?
Well, just looking at the numbers, it's hard to deny we're lagging behind. We rank 41st nationally in fourth grade reading. You go up to eighth grade, we rank 37th in math. I don't think there's any category where they measure these things that we're above the national average. We spend what seems like a lot of money on education, but actually our spending per pupil has dropped 7% in a decade. It's the second worst rate in the nation.
In your next section, you get personal. I mean, you find we smoke, as you mentioned, we drink too much, we are obese, we won't even stay put in Michigan. Explain yourself, sir.
Well, I was surprised by these numbers. Although after reading some of these other numbers, I did want to have a drink. But the fact is that we rank 10th in binge drinking. We rank 10th in adult obesity. We rank 11th in our rate of smoking. We rank 16th in violent crime. And it's sort of hard to find some numbers that make us look good in sort of the personal point of view. But then something that is actually affecting the economy, we have a hard time keeping our people here. More people leave than come here. In the decade between 2007 and 2016, we had the fastest drop in population in the nation. We are starting to see, that is starting to turn around a little bit, but when you look past 1 or 2 years, it's not good.
You then turn to infrastructure, which is, as you put it, boring until it's not, think Flint. With the exception of roads, most of the infrastructure is out of sight, out of mind. What should we be asking candidates about infrastructure in this election year?
Michigan has approximately 460,000 miles of lead service lines. What are you going to do about it? How are you paying for it? The same way with the roads. We are underfunding our crumbling roads and bridges by $4 billion a year. And if I were talking to a candidate, I'd want to know, weigh that against tax cuts, which are being discussed right now. Tell me how you prioritize those two.
Speaking of taxes, the Michigan tax burden for business and residents is relatively low. Where do we rank compared to other states in business taxes?
In business tax burden, which is looking at the taxes we pay as a share of the total state economy, we were tied for the lowest in the nation, which surprised me. I didn't realize that, considering what you hear in public discourse all the time.
I was going to say, you know, all we hear out of Lansing is we need to cut taxes. Our legislative leaders are spending a lot of time trying to figure out a way to lower taxes for business and for us. What's wrong with that?
No, there's nothing wrong with it. It's a great selling point if you're a politician. And who's going to argue, no, we need to pay more taxes? Well, the problem is, you know, it takes taxes to actually, you know, repave a road or repair a bridge. As far as individual residents, when you stop talking about business, for you and I, the amount we pay per capita in state and local taxes is 17th lowest. So we're again below the national average in how much we pay. So we're not a high tax state.
But we have the impression that we must be, and that government must be way too big in Michigan because we're paying a lot because the legislature tells us we are. Where's the disconnect here?
Well, it's a good message. I mean, you know, if I were a politician, it's kind of hard to, like, get a lot of votes by saying, I am going to increase your taxes. But when you talk about politicians often talk about, we can cut taxes and it won't hurt you because we're going to cut the fat. We're going to decrease the size of government. Well, we have the second lowest ratio in the nation of state and local government employees compared to the general population. So we already don't have many people working for us. So it's kind of hard to cut much fat.
All of these things are known. I mean, you came up with some stats that might not be commonly known, but most of this, we have a general idea of the picture ahead of time, and it won't sound like what Governor Snyder describes tonight. But we don't seem to hear much from our politicians about how we're going to correct some of these things. Why aren't we having these discussions? This is what public policy is supposed to be about, right?
It absolutely is, and that's why we did this, Lester. The public should know that this fall is going to be an unusual opportunity for them. Not only do we elect a new governor, but we elect all 148 state legislators in the House of Representatives and the Senate. It's the first time that's happened since 2010. So we have a great opportunity to make some choices and to hold politicians' feet to the fire. Our hope in putting these sort of numbers out that we put out today is to try to find some common ground in data from which point we can actually have a debate over how to fix Michigan.
Are people going to believe what you found? Because we know that, you know, news reports have less and less credibility these days.
Well, we certainly hope so. I mean, all we can do is just put the numbers out there. These numbers are certainly can be fact-checked. These are actual facts. And then we as an organization of Bridge Magazine are going to be spending a lot of time in 2018 asking politicians over and over again about how they should handle these problems that have been addressed, that we think the public cares about.
Ron French reports for Bridge Magazine. The article is "No Offense, Governor Snyder, but Here's Michigan's Real State of the State." Good to talk to you again.
Thank you.